Got everything zoomed in. Got your head buzzing like you just put in a zin. Big Dog Walter, Matt Eichler, Jordan Flegel, recapping the 2025 NBA All-Star Weekend. Boy, howdy. Was it just as good as we expected it to be? I think, Jordan, at this point, in our current status as Big Dog Ball Talk, I do think we flirted with the idea before. Maybe we, for the foreseeable future, until they get the All-Star game, I know we've done some shuns. Number 21 on the 76ers is the most recent recipient of a BDBT.
Ongoing shun.
Yes.
Ongoing.
Sacramento Kings shunned as well at one point. There was somebody else mixed in there. I can't quite remember who it was. I believe it was a player. But then we lifted it. It was like an off-season thing. I can't quite remember who it was. It was like Zion or something. It was someone to do with injuries.
Oh, you know what?
Just annoyed.
Yeah, I think it was Zion.
It sounds about right. But maybe we need to shun the NBA All-Star Weekend. And then when we have this section, we flip and we turn into Big Dog Puck Talk. Because, man,
yeah,
that Canada-US game, we're obviously it didn't work out for us Canadians in that one. But
it's okay. It's all part of the plan.
Yep. Shades of 2010 Vancouver Olympics. But this is like, it wasn't even fucking close. On Saturday night, and again, we are basketball fans first and foremost. We are an NBA podcast. But genuinely, if you were watching the NBA skills contest Saturday night on All-Star Weekend and not Canada versus US, and you are either Canadian or American, you are a loser. That was one of the best
loser
games any sport I've watched in years. I believe on the broadcast, Kevin Bieksa, former Vancouver Canuck, had said that was the best start to a hockey game ever. And I think that might be right. You never see a game like that in international, like a best on best like that. Like, we got superstars scrapping at the center ice. Right as the puck drops, nine seconds in, we get one more fight. I mean, it was awesome. It was funny, though. I was watching it with a group of people, and my girlfriend's sister was like, oh, this is horrible. The political context of it, it's just going to make people hate each other more. It's like, for the record, this actually has, they would have fought regardless, because this is the first time Canada and U.S., one of the biggest rivalries in sports, Canada-U.S. hockey, like, they haven't played each other. They've been itching to play each other. This is just awesome, because they would be fighting in the Olympics and shit if they were allowed to, but since this one's through the NHL, they actually can fight, and they aren't going to get kicked out of the Olympics or kicked out of the competition or whatever you have it. So awesome fucking game. Really hoping, as we're recording this on Monday, hoping that Canada can defeat Finland and we can rematch the Americans in Boston and take over and get that gold. On paper, though, I will say that the States do have a better roster. Hockey Canada, John Cooper, you're kind of imbeciles in my opinion. But yeah, man, awesome hockey game and way more interesting than the All-Star Weekend, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. I mean, we could have told you that going into it, no matter how that game turned out. And yeah, I mean, they've all been great. Even the first one that Canada won against Sweden, I went to OT.
Finland upset Sweden, which is crazy.
Yes. I mean, that's just been way more entertaining. And I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, they're doing this in place of an All-Star game in the NHL this year?
Yes, sir. And it makes way more sense. More people into it. We don't need to see Michael Bublé on shrooms. This is much better.
Yeah, you know what? Why doesn't the NBA could try something like this? I mean, you couldn't do fully like there's not enough for four nations, but you could do like a Europe team, a U.S. team, and then like a rest of the world team or something.
I believe Giannis,
get something together,
because they were asking everybody what you would change, one rule you would change, what you would change with the All-Star game, and I believe Damian Lillard was speaking from your heart in that one, saying just go back to East-West, winner gets home court advantage in the finals. Which I think a lot of people have been saying for a long time should just
well
be it. What it is. And Giannis, though, I'd said it should be U.S. versus the world. I kind of mentioned that in the last podcast, because the WNBA does Team USA versus WNBA All-Stars. You could do something like that in the NBA as well. So I'm really interested to see if maybe they will. I think a lot of teams, a lot of sports will rather kind of follow all these leagues, will follow the NHL's footsteps, which is crazy to say, because the NHL has been so far behind on the times forever, and now they might actually be changing things. I actually did see one that really works. It was for the MLB. You could do Team America, Team Japan, I think it was maybe like Venezuela or something like that, you know, some of the South American teams.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, like they could do a Four Nations tournament in the MLB and that would be fucking electric.
Dominican Republic as well. Yeah. Like all the baseball crazy places. Yeah.
And the NHL already said they're like, they, after I think the first like games of the tournament, that they're going to be expanding it and they're going to be doing it every 2 years, like in coinciding from the Olympics. Cause the NHL players, as far as I'm aware now, are going to be back at the Olympics. I'm stoked for that as well. But yeah, so we'll be getting the World Cup attached to that. And I think they said it's going to be like a 6 or 8 team tournament. So like, NHL blowing us away on that sense, and the NBA, we're going to get into it a little bit here, but yeah, the very, very disappointing once again.
Yeah, it was, I think coming into it with such low expectations, I will say on the whole, it didn't disappoint me as much as I thought, like everything, we're going to get into the dunk contest, a little bit here. The game, when they actually played, when there was actually basketball going on, I did think there was a bit of a difference in terms of how hard guys were playing. I don't think it was the absolute worst case disaster, but it still wasn't an enjoyable thing to watch, which is what they're clearly trying to make happen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they failed. But what else is new, Adam?
Yep. Adam Silver's NBA, man. Genuinely every day, this guy needs to fucking go. Like, David Stern pissed me off sometimes, but I never was like, you know what? This guy's ruining the game, the ruining the league. No. I honestly don't know a single thing that Adam Silver's done that I've been like, yes, that is a really good idea. Mind boggling to me. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the actual game first. We're fresh off of it last night. I guess first I just want to talk about the format of this. Having the Rising Stars in there felt wrong. I don't think Draymond has a lot of good takes. I don't know if you saw Big O roasted the shit out of him last night or this morning, saying that he thinks it's boring because all he's ever done is pass the ball to Steph Curry. True. But it was weird to have the Rising Stars in there, just like, and there's only a portion of them. And I believe they picked up Amen Thompson as well. Like, I don't know. They're very weird. They should have picked up Dink Pate if they're going to pick up anybody.
Dink showed out, actually. Dink had a pretty decent game when he played on Friday. You're right. I sort of agree with Draymond there as well. I'll just say, I thought this would be like we're young. We've got something to prove. We're going to try and beat these guys. The energy felt way more, like, I should have known that it would be more like, well, we're not going to rob, like, the viewing public of sending the real All-Stars to the end. We're not going to, like, try super hard here.
Yeah, that was one of the closer games of this little mini tournament.
It's true, but I just don't think they like fully embraced it. Like all of them, like, we're gonna go out and win. Like, it was more like we're gonna do our best, show out a little bit, but we're not actually gonna threaten these fucking true All-Stars. So that's a problem if you're trying to make it more competitive. But that's like a clear thing that is gonna stand in the way of that team actually winning. I agree. It did feel a bit weird.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, I feel like you could, all if you wanted to just do it, like, just do 4 teams of 6. You want to keep the 12 All-Stars East and West, if that's what you want to do, and then you just have 6 and 6, because then you just have one sub. I feel like it's kind of weird, like, the minute disparity in the All-Star games have always kind of been an issue, I feel. Yes. So I think that would actually be an okay way of going. And I know a lot of other players also mentioned that instead of the Rising Stars, maybe they should have done an all-snubs team and had all the guys who were just next up playing there. And then I think somebody I saw proposed that if they could beat one of the other all-star teams, then they could take all their all-star selection nods.
I saw that,
I think,
too.
That's
we're getting
crazy.
Complicated here.
Yeah, they would also never agree to that. The guys who are on the other side, like, they've got something to lose. The other guy's got nothing to lose. So I didn't really like that. But I think the all snubs team is fine. Like, it's better than the Rising Stars, in my opinion, because at least you're still getting a bunch of guys who are notable. But my biggest gripe with it all, you know, Rising Stars aside, it was whatever. I'm going to talk about the format here first. The 40-point cap. It's the All-Star game. We've literally seen these guys the last couple of years score over 200 fucking points in 48 minutes. Why did they think 40 points was like the best total target score for them to play? Like, it honestly, it should have been like 80 or 60. Like, well, the way that they play in that game, they literally just every single pass, it's a, inbound, and then they lob it right to the other end. They're just hucking it back and forth. It looks like a fucking football game. The score ramps up so fast. And then, you know, we end up getting, I think I saw 27 minutes. It was around 30 minutes of actual on-court basketball was played in this three-hour fucking broadcast. The rest was ads, a fucking Mr. Beast shooting challenge that was
stupid as fuck.
Like, that all was actually longer
all I than saw the fucking game. This kid in a
weirdo
thing
looking.
Full of money being thrown at. I'm like, this is like kind of dystopian. This is kind of fucked up. But that was insane. Lots of Kevin Hart as well. He was out there.
Oh God. Yeah. I actually did have it on mute for most of it. I'm not going to lie. Cause I just did not give a shit. They did the whole like going fishing for the TNT crew. And and that's my other big fucking gripe. You know, the format of the game, stupid. The length of the game was so short because the target score was so low. And like, we already know the score is going to ramp up quickly. And that's what it was. My other big problem was, what the fuck was all these like, okay, we're going to play 5 minutes, and then we're going to do a 30, 40-minute stop. We're going to get another five more minutes a game, and then we're going to have a full fucking, like, a halftime show. Like, I can't even get into the game. Like, I don't think the players could either. Like, it was so weird. Like, it was literally the least amount of basketball that you could have possibly played on, like, the NBA All-Star game. Like, it was just so stupid. Like, I don't know what they were thinking with I do think the target score idea is good in a sense, because it does, like, once you get close to that final score, guys do tend to pick it up a little bit. But then you saw in the finals, it was such a blowout. Steph Curry hit three after three, and then the score got ramped up, so the global stars just kind of rolled over. Like, Sengun didn't even bother getting back on defense for that last little Tatum dunk. I actually didn't think Tatum was going to do it. I thought he was going to pass it back out because he wanted to keep the game going, but then he dunked him. Like, so that's it. It's over. Like, that.
I know.
That was the fucking game. That was the final. It was so
boring. I
turned
the TV off immediately. The second he went up for that dunk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just.
I didn't care.
Awful.
Yeah. I sometimes I like when you want to experiment with things. You want to try things out. You want to see if you can improve upon it. But I just don't think Adam Silver has any fucking grasp on what people really want. He just wants to try things for the sake of trying it. Try it in the G League. Try it somewhere else. I don't give a fuck where you do it. Don't do it when you have never tested it and you're just going to say, oh, yeah, it'll probably work. And then it ends up being a complete failure, and it just kind of wastes it. And it also kind of hurts, like, you know, the length of or the records and everything of the All-Star game. I know that it's not really like that most prestigious of a thing to say, like, you're the all-time scoring leader in the All-Star game or whatever, you know, like, but at the same time,
it's like,
only,
Steph's the MVP. He averaged 11 points.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, I really was confused about how they thought this was more interesting. The total stat lines, were nothing. This was essentially just the NBA saying, fuck the fans. We're just here to gouge you for money and ad space, which is what they've been continually doing over year after year. This was actually kind of the perfect, allegory of what it is like to be an NBA fan now. You try to watch basketball, but you have to go wading through a billion ads and a bunch of shit you don't care about and celebrity endorsements. Like, they had fucking, when we were talking about the All-Star game or the weekend soon in a second here, like the dunk contest, they fucking, some stupid ass YouTube kid gets to be a judge. Like, who the fuck wants that guy in the panel? Who the fuck wants that? If it's a bunch of 13-year-olds on TikTok that probably aren't even watching live because they don't have cable, I great for them. I don't want to fucking see it.
Well, that's the thing mainly about that's a good encapsulation as well. Like, the David Stern era and the Adam Silver era. Like, David Stern, like, he just didn't play around. Like, he just, like, he, you know, he's the one who built out the NBA during the Jordan years. And it was all about the basketball. Like, that's, you can criticize David Stern, say he was a bit of a shady guy, but, like, he cared about basketball very clearly. Mm-hmm. And that was the selling point. It feels like, everything now, it's like the basketball is just taken for granted. And we're just, getting all this. I mean, there was also a huge musical performance just in the middle of the fucking game as well. I'm like, what's going on? Is this like a halftime type thing? It was so long.
It was longer than the game.
Yes, it absolutely was. And even the players were talking about, like, how are we, you expect us to be competitive, but we go out and we play for 5 minutes and then we sit for Jesus Christ. Like, I don't get how they're expected to go out and do it. And I actually think this year, like, for the most part, they did do better. Like, they did hold up their end of the bargain. Like, guys like Wemby, was actually mad
he
when Sengun let Tatum just go behind him for that final dunk. There was at least some defense being played. Like I,
yeah, there were some blocks. Jaren Jackson had a couple. Wemby had a couple. The defense was better than most years. And again, it just never even got a chance to get going.
No, but like imagine if you were able to get through the players like this, and you just had the classic East versus West 48-minute game, whatever. Like, I think if people would have been elated to watch that, because once again, we're not asking for NBA Finals Game 7 intensity from these guys. Mm-hmm. That was never what the game was about. It was just some respectability, some semblance of like, just even when you're chopping it up, like at the Y with like guys, no one's really trying. But there is some defense. There's some like going at each other one-on-one. It looks sort of like a game. Whereas, you know, the last few years when they've tried it, it's just guys don't even get back on defense. They don't even try. Don't even, you know, they're just completely fooling around. Like the fact that you were able to get the players on side, the amount that you were able to this year is a win. But you screwed it because the whole concept just didn't work. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know what to say. I've been in the camp though of I'm okay with them trying something because they have to do something. And any players who complain about this, like Kevin Durant has complained about this, like, oh, just go back to East and West. Draymond, you know, we know his thoughts on it. All these guys basically seem to say that. They can shut the fuck up. We're allowed to say that. You're the fucking guys who ruined it. You're the guys who are making us do it. No one wants this. No one said, you know what? This is going to be just in a vacuum. I want a 40-point target score in four different teams. Like, we're trying to fix something you fuckers broke. So they need to keep their fucking mouths shut about how the game should be. If they came out and played, like we're saying, with at least a little bit of intensity and defense, this game would not have been touched. So, like, that part kind of pisses me off. So,
yeah.
Like, if we're just talking about the game, again, they tried it. Clearly, it didn't work. I think maybe it is time with that effort that the players showed. I think you can safely go back. And again, we're still in the experimenting phase trying to fix this game. I think next year you can go back to East and West and just see what they do. And also, you can use these types of, times like this one when they've experimented with different things in the past as well, you know, with the drafts and like team Giannis, team LeBron, like the target score again. I forget, that was like the year that Kobe died. There was the target score one that they implemented. Like they can use all those. That one was fine, but like
no, and that's the thing. I think that was, and I want to say they did it the next year too. And I think that's the better way to do it. If you want to like make it drummed up in the fourth quarter, let them play the first three quarters, and then whatever do like 40 points, 30 points from whatever the leading team is going into the fourth. That's the target score, and then you would get like the first three quarters. They can dick around. They can do the 360 dunks. They can do the 3-point shots from half court. Like, that's fine because we do still want to see some of those things. Like, the All-Star game is about seeing cool moments, seeing fun interactions between the game's best. And then when the game is down to crunch time, that's when we want to see them pick it up a little bit. So that's the thing. I think that's also gets lost in a lot of people's translation of saying what they want out of this game. Like you said, it's not Game 7 in the NBA Finals. We don't expect 48 minutes of good defense, but I would like 3 minutes of good defense.
And it doesn't have to be good minutes of good defense, active. 100%. But yeah, just like the normal flow of the game, I would like you to get back on your basket side of fucking half. Like, is that too much to ask? But even for the players who don't want any of that shit, like who don't want any target score, anything like that, like you can use these instances to kind of threaten them and be like, look, if you guys do it and show the effort that you showed this year, every year, we will go back. We won't touch it. You can have a normal game that, like you guys want, East versus West, like, you know, go back to tradition. And hopefully that works. But like, but the other part of it too, is just like attitude. Like, you can't change a player's attitude. Like, you can make, you can do all these different things to try and make them be competitive. If they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. So at a certain point, you're just making things worse without anything to show for it. And like, I always go back to the example of like the golden years, like the times we're hearkening back to when the All-Star game was watchable. It was a lot of the years when Kobe was in the league, because he was kind of the lead dog that set the intensity level for those guys. Like, he always took them relatively seriously. Like, he would go out and he wasn't just a throwaway game to him. And so if you have LeBron. like, Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you have like a young player who's clearly kind of going to be the next face of the league, like Victor Wembanyama, especially in the coming years when he gets more clout and he's been in the playoffs or whatever, if he comes out and like he did this year, takes it seriously, I think that's going to like force a lot of other guys to fall in line. Because what's happened since Kobe's left the league, you've got like your lead dogs are Steph and KD and LeBron. None of them have particularly been like, okay, I'm going to go out here and play with like pride in this game. Mm-hmm. They've all kind of thrown it away. And I think that's what's permeated down. Like if Kevin Durant's not trying and you're Anthony Edwards and you come in, what incentive do you have to try? But if Kevin Durant is taking it seriously, you can't, as a young player, come into this game and say, oh, I'm going to shoot a half court shot. Like it's really about like the mindset of the main top guys. So if that changes, we don't need to do any of this crazy shit to the game. So I hope the players know that we don't want this. We're just trying to make it watchable, for God's sake. So yeah, another failure of an attempt. I do respect them for trying because they had to do something. Like we were all getting sick of the 200 points, Jokic, just kind of walking up and down the court, even more so than usual. I think it might be time to just go back, give the players a chance to mean what they say when they say. I mean, because in all the interviews, all the whatever, that, you know, Kat was interviewed, by the broadcast crew before. Obviously, Wemby, everything that he says, like they claim that they're ready to be more competitive in this game. Let's give them a chance to actually fulfill that. I don't have high hopes that they will, but next year, maybe let's just go back to how it was, see how they do.
Well, I when you were kind of talking about, trickling down, fish rotting from the head there, I think it was very poetic in a way. I don't know if it was intentional, but two of the guys you mentioned, one of the gatekeepers, the kings of the court, LeBron, and then you mentioned, up-and-comer star like Anthony Edwards, both guys, like it was fucking number 21 from Cameroon, just... Beginning of the game. Oh, like actually,
a couple hours before.
Yeah, we need. It's load management. Sorry, load management.
Yeah.
What the actual fuck is wrong with you two? That was. I actually was like shocked. Like I was taken aback. I was like, I've never, ever, ever, ever seen that. Maybe it's happened before, and people can correct me. Yeah. What the fuck do you mean? You need to rest your fucking foot. No one's asking you to go out there and fucking dunk, you goddamn lazy sack of shit. Like that really pisses me off. And I'll say two things about that. Because I on one side of it, I was mad at LeBron. I was mad at Ant to begin with because with that whole situation. Because I thought, you know what? That's a really bitch thing to do because, you know what? There are a lot of other guys who got snubbed from the All-Star game that they could have brought in. Like fucking Norman Powell was there. He was at the three-point contest. He probably deserved – like he was one of the big snubs. I mean
– he would have played hard.
A fitting snub.
He was a snub.
Yeah, but he deserves – to be like if there was a space for him, especially, for Anthony Edwards, like perfect position, exactly kind of type of play. He could be in there and he would be exciting. He shoots the three ball. He can dunk. Like he would be a good guy to have in there. They just, he's not playing. So we just have one less guy playing now. LeBron, literally the biggest name in the game, it wasn't even going to be announced. The only reason he even mentioned it was because one of the press asked him, what can we expect to see from you? Nothing. I'm not playing. Go fuck yourself.
I don't know
yourself.
How you allow that. I don't know how you allow that. I mean, I don't think David Stern would have allowed that. I think David Stern would have walked in there and
hell
said,
no.
Look, I know where the skeletons are buried because I put them there and forced him to go out there. Like, it's crazy to announce it day of. And it was like, I was watching the broadcast and they just said it like, not even day of, but like, in the intro of like, this is what got people are like, people bought tickets. Like,
I couldn't imagine spending money. You go there and you watch 30 minutes of basketball and LeBron's not playing. Ant's not out there. Like what the fuck? I would be furious.
Well, you probably remember like that when All-Star Weekend was in Toronto in 2016, I ran into people who like people from Japan who flew to see Kobe. Yeah. I mean, you knew it was Kobe's last All-Star game. So that's maybe a bit different, but this could be LeBron's last All-Star game. It's certainly one of his last All-Star games, just in general. Like, what if you're a fan on the West Coast and you're like, I'm doing this solely to see LeBron out there on the court for what could be the last time, you know, amongst his peers. It's so disrespectful that he would do that, honestly.
I mean, he was disrespectful 40, the entire weekend. He doesn't, because again, like you said, if you want to lead by example, LeBron is one of the worst fucking people.
Oh my God. You could say that it's because of him that the All-Star,
yes, he
could
have, I think that's fair.
The, the thing I'm talking about with Kobe could have, LeBron could have taken up that mantle and said, I'm going to play hard and I'm going to make sure everyone else plays hard. If I'm LeBron and I say it, everyone's going to do it. He has not done that. If anything, he's done the opposite. He's let it go to shit.
Yeah, well, I think he's too busy rubbing elbows with guys. He wants to be buddy-buddy. Yes. He wants to have his podcast. He wants to, you know, be funny, be in Amy Schumer movies. Like, I would say, like, I would still stand by. I do think LeBron is the best player of all time. But I will say, for a guy who has all the God-given talents in the world, you know, all this amazing skill sets, like, literally, like, pretty much like a handcrafted by God type of player in almost every way. One of the worst fucking like drives, winner mentalities ever. Yeah. And that's always, ever since he came into the league, always has been a thing. Like, I would say he's like a couple legs above Shaq. Like, that's the type of if LeBron had Kobe or MJ, like, or, you know, hell, even like a fucking, like an Allen Iverson, I think. Like, so there's some other guys that have been in the league that I think, if he had the same mentality or the same like passion for the game that they did, he would have 7 rings. He would have 8 rings. I know that that's a lot to he does care about the game, and when he wants to get up for the games, he does. But the problem is he really picks and chooses. And again, when we come down to this, yeah, you're 40 years old. You've been in the face of the league for 20 years. I get that this is probably, you know, it doesn't even faze you anymore, but you still have to look back and be like, you know what? Again, there are going to be people here who are paying good money to see me. The reason that I am a fucking billionaire is because of these people. You have to do something. You can't just walk in halfway. You're late. You don't even dress up. Like Giannis wasn't playing. He wore the fucking uniform. He wore shorts. He wore the warm-up. He did all of it. LeBron just walked in and took the photo with the team in his street fucking clothes. Like, it's just, it's brutal. You know, from the LeBron side of things. And again, I don't think he tries to pull that shit if LeBron isn't already setting that example. I think that he is really flirting with that. And I think, you know, even, you know, you look back to kind of those earlier days with Minnesota and Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns, of all people, was pissed with Anthony Edwards and his, like, lack of respect for the game and his lack
too much
of
Popeyes
work ethic. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, now we're kind of at this point where, you know, both of these two guys who are, you know, some of the biggest marketable players they have don't give a shit about the All-Star weekend.
But again,
but I will say,
No, just quickly. I mean, I'm kind of pounding this metaphor here, but imagine if Anthony Edwards, like an up and coming two guard in this league, was in the West, like, let's say it was back to East versus West, the West locker room, with Kobe Bryant. Like, do you think he would ever dare do that? Like, in this game?
So
I'm sitting this one out. Like, it's just, I don't think it would happen. So, like, it really is a leadership thing of the best players, and that's what's allowing Ant to be able to have this attitude, which is
100%.
Sad.
But I'll say this. My other flip side of it, because again, like I said, I was initially very mad at Anthony Edwards and LeBron. I still am, because it is partly their fault. But again, I'm going back to the front office of the league. I believe, and this, I don't know if this counts as a conspiracy theory, because I think it's probably 100% factual. I think the league knew that those two weren't healthy and they weren't going to be able to play, but they didn't want to be like, oh, LeBron James isn't playing in the All-Star game. Viewership's already tanked.
Yes, yes.
They didn't want to have that. They knew people would be selling their tickets. They would be offloading everything. No one would be tuning in. So they waited until the last possible second for that news to come out. I guarantee if LeBron doesn't get asked that question or whatever, like, he probably wouldn't even have mentioned it. They probably would have said it in the broadcast leading up to like the All-Star introductions and all that shit. We're getting news, you know, LeBron has to sit out because of his foot sore. Like, it's an injury that's bugging me for years. Shut the fuck up. You probably just have mangled feet because you're a fucking pro athlete. I do actually believe the league covered this up and waited to let the news get out there. I think this was a bit
surprised.
Of a shush because, I genuinely think that they would have hurt them even more, so they just didn't want to let it go out. I blame LeBron, I blame Ant, but I also think the league had their fingers in the pot when it comes to this issue.
Yeah, 100%. That makes sense to me. It's just, it's very simple. Like, we're here to see you guys out there amongst, like, I remember, it's crazy. Like, I remember when I first got into basketball, like when I was 12, 13, 14 years old, however I was, like, the All-Star game, I remember, like, first learning about the concept, I'm like, this is amazing. I get to see all these guys. Like, I remember, like, you know, getting snacks and watching it and being so thought it was just so cool that all these guys were out there together. They play a game. You could see guys, you know, LeBron throw an alley-oop to Kobe. You know, I know they weren't same conference back then, but that sort of thing. Like, it was just, it was a cool thing. And I just, I know we say it every year, it's been beaten over the head, and we've talked about it a lot, but I'm just trying to get back to that. And I don't get, I just don't get why it's so hard for the players not to want that too. Like, what a waste of time. I mean, these guys always complain about, like, oh, I've got to go to the All-Star game. I can't go relax on the beach. Like, that makes it so much worse. If you have to be at a place you don't really want to be, you say, and then you don't even like try, you just go through the motions in a game and you're there and it's just clearly no one's even enjoying watching you play. Like, have some fucking pride, have some, some sense of responsibility to go out. Like, I think they would enjoy it more too. Like, it's not just for us. We're going to like it more as fans, but they're also going to have a better time. Like, since these games have been shit, like when these guys have like done media and talked about it, like they all seem kind of just like, they don't really care. They don't really want to be here. They're not really having a good time. Mm-hmm. It feels like it used to be like an event that they all enjoyed being together. They all enjoyed competing.
They're entitled. So, yeah. They're a bunch of fucking divas. I generally think that's a big part of it. Like they lost sight of what it's about. And I think that all the old heads didn't. I think they appreciated it a lot more. And these guys, they're making them, they've got their money. They got their money guaranteed. They've got their accolade and they've grown up in a me-centric, society, and they don't give a fuck. They've gotten everything. They get told how good they are. They get told how shit they are. They don't give a fuck anymore about what anybody says, and they're just there for the money at this point.
Well, it's the same thing with the regular season. I mean, it's gone down sort of in the same way, and now that's the challenge for the league, the challenge for viewership, just to get it back. It would all be solved if you players just were a little bit more competitive. Yeah, you guys are soft. Every single one of you, soft babies.
I mean, again, they're turning us into old heads, but like an increased rate. We shouldn't have had to be here for another at least like 15 years, I would say.
No.
So I'm a little bit peeved about that, but I kind of saw this coming.
Yes.
To expand off the All-Star game, let's talk about the All-Star Saturday night. First off, I don't think that Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama deserve to be disqualified. I think that's hilarious because I've watched these kinds of competitions before, and I've always thought, I was like, so they get a max of three attempts, and they've done that for the passing part of it. Now it's like you have to make the chest pass through it to go. But I believe the 1 year it was like you have three attempts. If you don't get it on the third one, then you just go. And that's how this was with the shooting one. Like, so yeah, what the fuck? Like, you have to, it should be, you have to make it. Now, all of them have to be make it, not take three shots. If you miss all of them, whatever, keep going. Because then that counts. In my mind, they don't deserve to be squalled. That's a loophole. No. That's their fault.
Yeah, I don't see what rule did they break? Like, that was never explained. Like, it feels like they were, like disqualified just for the sake of it, like breaking the spirit of the rule. But again, you can't really do that. I mean you can do whatever you want, I guess, in this made up competition, but I thought it was smart, and like I don't understand, like, because I'm pretty sure Wembanyama like went and asked about that before, like that's where he sort of got the idea, like he confirmed, like, okay, you just have to shoot it and then like you can move on, like and they obviously clearly threw the balls, but you could have, what if you shoot three air balls? I mean, they're not going to stop you from doing that. I mean, what's the difference? So I'm with the line of thought that it's just that's something they exploited. Classic Chris Paul to exploit a rule and then still lose or get disqualified. But it was funny, I don't understand why they, like, it was never explained truly why they got disqualified.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's a loophole that they have made in the competition. Fix that. Don't punish these guys.
Yeah, and I think the Chris Paul influence on Wemby is crazy. Because Wemby was fucking freaking out, and then Chris Paul is just laughing. So he's like, "Yeah, I'm used to this shit." It's gonna be like if Wemby ends up picking up the Chris Paul mentality throughout this whole mentorship for a 7-3-3 version of Chris Paul will be like the
he's gonna start flopping
demon.
He's gonna start flopping soon. It'll be awesome.
I'm sure he will. I've already seen him kind of he embellishes a little bit on those contact drives, so even on defense is a little bit like that. So that'll be something to watch. But again, it was like, it was funny. I get it's not in the spirit of it, but I mean, if you're gonna not try, at least make it something that's like hilarious. Like, and then
they were doing it to try to win, and I'm like, that should be rewarded in this fucking thing. Like, so someone trying to get a competitive advantage, let's bat them over the head. Like, this is not what this is about. Like, what a great message from the league. Thanks.
And it's in the most, like, the least interesting, most boring competition of the All-Star weekend. So who gives a fuck, like, if they want to be a little bit silly, a little bit goofy.
We wouldn't be talking about it at all if they didn't do that, for the record, for, just so the league knows. No. That was the most interesting thing that happened that night, you could argue.
Yeah, pretty much. Shout out to Tyler Hero winning the three-point contest. Good pick on your side, Jordan. I did have him as my short list. I don't think I really actually... I don't think I actually picked anybody. I think I just said there's a couple guys I like because I didn't give a fuck. But yeah, the Tyler Hero, good for you, man. Dame, sucks you weren't able to three-peat. You were close. Great 3-point contest recap done. Awesome. I don't know if you had anything you wanted to chip in there.
No. I'm just like, happy.
Nothing to talk about.
I feel good about being right with my Tyler Hero pick. It was Buddy Hield came in second, right? Was he got to the final. I'm pretty sure it was Buddy in the end. No, we didn't. Neither of us watched it. Full disclosure, Alex, edit that out. But yeah, good for Tyler Hero. It's funny though. The clip that I saw of him like taking it, he was not that good. He missed a bunch, especially on the left wing. And I was like, okay, he was right on a lot of his shots. But you know, he did enough to win. So yeah, well done.
So this is the main thing, you know, everyone knew we were going to talk about it. Everyone's already talked about it a little bit. The dunk contest. Okay. I'll say this. I'm going to start with the good. Cause I know we just spent 30 minutes complaining and shitting on All-Star weekend. And we've been doing it for like 2 weeks, and I'm actually really excited to just be past the All-Star break. And we have a year. Cause I know we've just been fucking negative and bitching and crying and whining. And I don't play Gordon. If I remember when I was a kid, I liked it better. let us have our moment. But bro, Mac McClung is one of the best dunk contest participants ever. I think he's earned that right. I think he's you can put him in there. It is shitty because, again, like, he is not... I put him in the top 10. I think he's like an 8, 9, 10 type of guy. Like, I think he deserves
it. Especially because he's short.
Yes. And he's creative. My only two gripes with him really, again, are that he's not really an NBA player. He's a G League guy.
Nope, he's not.
And he's gone up against the worst competition ever. Winning it has not been hard for him. So, you know, Mac McClung, like, yeah, like that first dunk, he jumped over the car, and he didn't do it Blake Griffin Hood style. He did it over the sunroof, so respect.
And reverse.
That was sick. Was nice. I liked all of his dunks, honestly. All of his dunks were really good. You know, there's some creativity, there was technique, difficulty. I love that one where it was he came up from the side and he did like the 360 pump, but then he turned to the last second and it was like he finished forward. It was like almost like a 540. That was sick. And then he kind of did the ode to Aaron Gordon with the double dunk on the guy spinning on the...
I think that looked cooler than it actually was difficulty.
No, it wasn't that hard, yeah.
But it was nice, and he did it cleanly. I will say I didn't love the rim tap. It was cool that he jumped over the guy, but I don't know. I don't even know who that was that he jumped over, but
or if
it was supposed to be someone tall. But for the most part, with some exceptions, I don't like when guys do a dunk and then the crowd's like, oh, that was okay. And then they're signaling, watch the replay.
Yeah.
And you do something kind of small that's like, oh my God. Like, okay. Yeah. You tapped the rim once and then you threw it down. That was okay. But I was a little underwhelmed with that one, I'll say.
Yeah. It doesn't have like the visual effect. Yeah. It's like the crowd, like that, those dunks are for the people who are like, Eminem's the best rapper ever because he's it's so technical. Everything's so technical the way he
listen
does
to
it.
This.
It's like a sport. No, I just want to like it from hearing it. I want to like the dunk because it looks fucking like he just slammed it hard.
Exactly.
So that's why I'll give also my props to Stephon Castle. That was awesome. Great. He was good. You know, he had some nice dunks. He had one that I was kind of like, that was kind of whack. But he had that one from under the rim, like our boy Chucky. Hits the little layup and he catches it through the let. That was sick. That was a nice.
That was
like,
great.
That might have been my favorite dunk of the night, honestly. Like the Mac McClung over the car was sick, but that was cool. Like, and that's all you got to do. Just two dunks like that. Like that's not asking for
Stephon
a ton.
Castle. I want him back in it next year if he would do it. Like I think he's and I didn't think he had that much of a chance to win. I picked Buzuelis. What a
holy
fucking
shit.
God awful
we're gonna
fucking
get into
performance
that.
From him. Andre Jackson as well. Not overly impressed with either of you guys. But Stephon Castle, I didn't know he had ups like that. Like I knew he would, bring the creativity and sort of he would dunk hard. But I didn't think he could get the airtime necessary to do that Chuck dunk you're talking about. He also went around the back, which is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, guys do
that.
One.
That was really hard and cocked it with the left hand, was able to still throw it down hard. Like, I'm
Zach
almost,
did it from the free throw line.
It's true. I'm almost in like robbed territory a little bit. Mac McClung deserved to win. I will give him that. But I think Stephon Castle was way closer than people are giving him credit for. And I would have been
agreed.
Like, T-Mac gave him a 9, I think, on that one, the through the legs.
Which is not, that was shot. A 10.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that was 100%, I think, my favorite dunk of the night, deserved a 10. So, I hope to see him back. He really impressed me. I'm impressed overall with the dunk contest. I will say that. I was expecting worse.
Well, as long as you have two guys who you can be like, hey, they're like kind of going head to head. Like, it's a little interesting. That's all you need. And again, like Stephon Castle, again, like I think he's one of the best young prospects right now. Like, you know, he's getting better and better at like a crazy rapid pace right now. Like, I believe I had him as like the second. Like, I thought he should have been like a top two off the board last year in the
probably
draft. So I'm very happy with, you know, the way he's playing. Good performance in the dunk contest. That's a rookie raising his stock. Now I'm getting into the negative sides of things, like we just said. Your pick, Matsys Pozuelos, never fucking touched the court again. I was, like, his first fucking dunk, he couldn't do it. And I know it was, it looked like it was difficult, kind of, whatever.
Like bounce through the leg, like,
I knew what he was going for. Yeah, it was super hard. But the thing is, he gets to, like, the last 10 seconds, and it's still going, and he just walks away. The clock's draining. I'm like, oh, dude, do something. Just dunk it. Go. Like, you can't just run up and do a windmill. You can't go up and just do a back scratcher. Like, you're fucking 6'8". Like, just do something. Throw it off the glass. Like, do anything. Just do something a little more simple and dunk it. Like, Andre Jackson did that, which, you know, great for him. Like, that he was able to at least salvage the fact that he sucked at the dunk contest also. Like, the one he did was like... it literally was just like a straight up, like, wasn't even like a windmill fully. It was like a little fake baby one. I was like, holy shit, you suck, dude. Like, that, he was horrible, but at least he finished his dunks. He didn't want to get like a zero, which Wales straight up didn't do anything. Like, he just gave up. Again, I know as a rookie, that's tough. Like, it's a, you know, you're in the limelight, you're in the spotlight, but that's where you make your name. That's what, if you want to do something, this is a great opportunity, you know, ingratiate yourself with the fans. I'm going to look at him as a bitch for probably like the foreseeable future until he does something in his career. Right now, like, his stock has plummeted, in my opinion. Yep. And I know that that's a lot to say because it's a dunk contest, but that was a pitiful, like, one of the worst dunk contest performances I've ever seen. All of his dunks sucked anyways. Even the ones he made weren't good. Like, he did that little one, the reverse. He barely even got it down. It was like a layup.
I snuck
the
it
intensity.
In. It was
I was
pathetic.
Like, oh, that's like a 7. Like, it was like the difficulty was okay, but like, you didn't slam it. That's not a slam dunk. That's a fucking that's a modified layup.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the thing that I liked about Stephon Castle's dunks, all of them,
oh,
even
yeah,
more
he
than
was
Mac McClung's.
Him.
He like if you can do something cool and still throw it down hard, I will love that dunk, like, no, almost no matter what. Even his first one that everyone was like, okay, we're getting it warmed up. It was like a 360 windmill that he threw down. And I think it was on the first attempt, first or second anyway.
Yep,
like,
I think so.
I was like, this is great. This is a great warm-up dunk to get people into it. Like, I was, loved what Stephon Castle did. Pozuelos just represented everything I don't like about when guys go into the contest, like you're saying, like, to not even, try and just put something up there on the board, just to give up. Pathetic. You should never be invited back. I agree. You know what? Maybe we should shun him until he scores 20 points. I don't know if
never
he's done that yet in an NBA game.
We never talk about him anyways because the Bulls are irrelevant. He sucked.
It's true. I forget that he's my rookie of the year pick, Alex. Again, come back and edit that out.
You keep picking him, man. Maybe you're cursing.
It's ridiculous. I know. He's tricked me for the last time. Overall, though, like, again, you've got two guys who I thought competed well. There was a bit of a back and forth. If it's the situation, you know, Mac McClung's already said he's not doing it again. He's got his three-peat, whatever. If we can say, okay, Stephon Castle, we know you're going to be good. We're going to put you in the next competition if you're up for it. And you get a few other sort of eager guys. I just like the fact that one single NBA player, Stephon Castle, was able to come and show out, be entertaining, throw down really impressive dunks, and dunks we flat out haven't quite seen before. I mean, they were kind of variations on ones, but they were fresh enough that they didn't seem like copies. the fact that we have that is good, that we can carry this forward into the coming years. It's not completely dead. We've got some hope here. But my biggest problem, my biggest thing that pisses me off about the dunk contest is not actually to do with the dunks themselves or who is participating this year. It's Ja Morant's fucking tweet or whatever.
Every year,
I might need to get into this. And then Zach LaVine saying, oh, I might need to.
I'll believe
it when I fucking see it, you pieces of shit. I remember way back when LeBron said that, like,
that clip was going around again. 2010, I'm putting my name in the preliminary round for the dunk contest in Dallas.
Not even, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to do it. So I will fucking believe it when I see it, you fucking idiots who always say, oh, I got to get in on this, and then never do. Please spare me of that shit. But hey, I'll take the Stephon Castle hope and hold on to this for next year. I think that's a win for our boy Chuck to get out there. At least have one guy.
I think so.
Who did well. So
yeah. I do agree. Like, it is funny. Again, we're talking about LeBron potentially being the cancer of the NBA All-Star game. That might be the start of it. I don't remember a lot of times that guys said they were going to do the dunk contest and then we're just like,
Kobe did it.
Get cold feet.
Kobe
like,
came
yeah,
Kobe did it.
Yeah.
He did it. He won
it. Yeah, he won.
And LeBron
MJ did it. Just
Of course.
Multiple times.
And you know, Vince Carter, supposedly, you know, around that time, obviously one of the best ever, and I would say the best dunker, at least in the contest ever. You know, he's supposed to be in that era when they were trying to find the next MJ, quote unquote. He went out and did it. Like,
he didn't even want to do it.
Yeah,
it was Tracy McGrady convinced him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you know, it's just. All these guys have done it. The fact that LeBron, as a young guy, just for whatever reason, whatever his reasoning was, whatever, just decided not to do it, 100%, I think, contributed to it sort of slowly getting worse and worse over time. So, it all comes back to LeBron, the godfather, man.
Mm-hmm. But that video still, for real, does haunt me. Like, well, him, and the ball, oh my God, his fucking haircut before he got the plugs, where he went to Turkey, looks so bad. I'm throwing my name in the ring. The preliminary of the dunk contest.
Let's go, baby.
Fucking should have known that he wasn't going to do that shit. And then he flips to Miami. Fuck you, LeBron. that was crazy, man. Yeah, it's. I don't know. Actually, you know what? Giannis, I believe, also. I don't know if it was after the Jaw tweet. He said something like, "If you do it, I'll do it." And
it's
like,
yes, sure.
Giannis. I would like to see Giannis in it. I mean, I said before we talked on the podcast, like he did do the dunk contest years ago and sucked. But I mean, I would be interested to see
different
him at least.
Now.
Like, yeah, definitely different.
No, but hey. Well, okay, if I was the NBA, I would say put your fucking money where your mouth is, you guys. Like, I'll respond right away. Next year, we've got Stephon Castle, out for revenge. And then those three guys, Zach LaVine, Ja, and Giannis.
That'd be awesome.
That would be big ticket. Like, everyone would tune in for that. Like,
raise the money.
Great.
Wait, because I think right now, if you win, it's like $100,000, $200,000, something like that. Make it fucking $2 million or something. Put some real money in there, and maybe guys will do it. Like, it would be, or like, how about $1 million and then $1 million to a charity of your choice or something? Like, do something like that. Something interesting that really makes them want to play.
Something financial, or what if you win the dunk contest, your team gets automatic tiebreakers? Like, that's what we go to first. Like, if your team is tied in the standings, you get to take the higher seed. Like, make it worth these guys wild. Like, they're. There's more we can
awesome
do with
the
dunk contest.
If they had the trade deadline after the, because I know some years it's been after the All-Star game, the trade deadline. Some guy wins the dunk contest and they become like the biggest trade target because they want to get that tiebreaker guy.
So right. Yeah. Oh, man. Or my idea, which I'll re-up one more time. We vote who gets.
It's a good idea.
We vote who gets to go to the dunk contest. And if you say no, you don't get to be an All-Star. That's my idea. I've shared it with Adam. He hasn't gotten back to me, but something because. Again, these guys always talk about it. Put your fucking money where your mouth is. Go do it, or else please don't tempt us. Don't tease us, for God's sake.
Like I said, again, I said build off yours. Just have the whole field, the 24 All-Stars, and then everyone can either vote on which ones they want to see them in there. And if people really want to troll and put Jokic in the fucking dunk contest, then that's what we get. And it would be funny, at least. It would be something interesting. Like, I don't care. But they should have to play. Like, I know it's nice for some of the role players to get out there and do some of these contests, but at the end of the day, it's most interesting to watch the All-Stars do a competition. Like, that's the it's cool when they're in the game. It's cool when they do the three-point shooting. They do the dunk contest, whatever. Like, that's always when it's a little more enticing. So I think that would be an easy one. Or, again, they can pick which category they want to be in. They go down from, like, the – you know, yep. LeBron gets his first pick because he's had the most all-star appearances and so on and so on. And then you like the youngest guys, again, will probably end up getting left in the dunk contest, but that's kind of what you should be in. Yes. Like, I think that's what they should
be doing. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah. Having each guy have to do an event, you know, there, because again, then you can have all the guys who aren't all stars, like, and kind of complain about it, like, just come in to do events. Then let them go to, you know, Turks and Caicos, hang out on the beach, and we'll just see all star. Because again, like, that is what we're trying to see, all stars, the all star players more than anything. Even LeBron, whatever, if you wanted to do the less sort of
do the skills contest.
Intensive thing, do the skills contest or the 3-point contest. I'd love to see LeBron in the 3-point contest.
It'd
be fantastic. So yeah, I like that idea as well, 100%.
Well, let us know what you guys thought of the 2025 All-Star Weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed it a little bit more than us. Let us know who you think is going to win the Four Nations Face-Off NHL. Will it be Canada? Sir. I hope so. Jordan Binnington, right, former Owen Sound Attack. Fucking figure it out, man.
Oh, I didn't
figure
know he was on the attack. Hey, you know what? I think he's been pretty good. I think
when they won the OHL Championship, he was the starting goalie, man. That was a sick team. Okay. Showed Joey Hischin, Garrett Wilson, Andrew Shaw. You're a little problematic, you were sick. we'll be going to check out the Canada Finland game as soon as we get off of here. But let us know at Big Dog Ball Talk, X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Royal Old Heads out there. Let us know what you thought of it, and we will talk to you guys again on Friday. But until then, this has been Big Dog Ball Talk. Matt Igor, Jordan Flegel, and as my good friend Jordan always says.
Yeah, Matt, going to watch hockey right now. It's literally, I'm buried in snow. I don't know what the situation is down in the Sarnhole, but Jesus Christ.
I pushed my neighbors. They didn't really, I think they're somewhat new to Canada. Maybe I'm a racist. I'm pretty sure they are, though.
Pretty sure you are racist, but notwithstanding.
And they were trying to get there. They just pulling out of the driveway, they got stuck. They're halfway in the road, and I was like, oh, you probably should have shoveled your driveway, but you know, that's not really there. But I go out there.
I'll do it for you.
It's like, you guys want some help? No, it's okay. And I was just sitting there watching them spin the fucking tires. I'm like, you don't want to do that, man. Like, yeah, we got to rock this shit. And I kind of waited. And then finally, the guy's like, yeah, you want to give me a hand? I'm like, yeah. And I go over there and fucking rock it out. We pushed it out. It was all good. And I felt like a real Canadian. This has been a crazy winter, man. I know I have heard it that Toronto's actually gotten to dumped on pretty good. The Sarnhole, we've got a good amount as well, but I definitely think we're on the lighter side still of things compared to the snowbelt, our original home,
our neck of the woods. Yes, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it brings back memories though, Matt, being snowed in, getting drunk, having nothing else to do. It's great.
Fire up the garage.